McHenry, the program associate at PONARS Eurasia, and with us today is Yuri Matievsky, an associate professor of political science at Ostrov Academy National University, Ukraine. Yuri, thank you so much for joining me for this PONARS podcast. Why is authoritarianism impossible in Ukraine?
All right. This issue is arising time and again whenever we have an experiments in a democratic development, and considering the recent trends in Eastern Europe and globally, I mean the rising of the right-wing populism and the upcoming presidential elections in Ukraine, we are facing these questions again. So the question arises whether Ukraine can downgrade to authoritarian path. My perspective on this that it's rather not. And let me first start with defining what I mean by authoritarianism. Our general approach to this concept, to this idea, is authoritarianism is some sort of unaccountable government. But this is just the shallow perspective. When we get into the deeper of the idea of being authoritarian state, we will find that in order to have authoritarianism consolidated, we need some sort of public consent as a minimal condition. And at most, it should be a public support for either a leader or a group or a party. So these two conditions should be fulfilled in order to have consolidated authoritarian regime. This is, of course, some sort of maximalist definition of authoritarianism. But when applying this concept and when we look through these lenses into the current situation in Ukraine, my conclusion is that authoritarianism is hardly possible in Ukraine. And let I define three major impediments into this way. These are the structural factors, societal factors, and institutional factors that stand in the way of authoritarianism in Ukraine. I will start with the first one, which is the legitimacy factor, the legitimacy question. Legitimacy is of a crucial importance not only for authoritarianism, but also for any sort of government. So when we look at the state of support of the current leadership, or when we look some 10, 15 years back into the Ukrainian presidency, how the people were looking at these institutions and how people perceive the people at these institutions, we will see that the level of trust, the level of support of this institution was quite low in Ukraine. I actually did some calculations, and I have just 14% of average support throughout these 15 years, which is a very low figures. If we look at the parliament and the prime minister and the courts, we will see even smaller figures. We do not have even 10% of support for these institutions. So when comparing to neighboring Belarus or Russia, we will see tremendous differences in that regard. So lacking that legitimacy, it would be very hard for any leader or party to get in power and to establish authoritarian rule. The factor that stands in the way of authoritarianism is the fragmented elite structure. By that I mean that neither ideocratic or consensual elites were present in Ukraine. So having this fragmented elite structure, it would be very difficult to establish a single legitimate government, either democratic or authoritarian. And the next factor is the weak state repressive capacity that we were especially observing during the Yanukovych period and Kuchma period. All these protests against the president were not successful. So even when they exert violence on the people, ultimately this produced very weak result in terms of surviving of the incumbent. So considering these major structural difficulties. I'm arguing that Ukraine is least prone to establishing some sort of authoritarianism. There are also several other factors that link together. So this is the connection with the West and the Western leverage on Ukraine. Being dependent on the Western support, it's also being restricted in moving towards authoritarianism, because Ukraine is heavily dependent on IMF and Western security support institutions. So being integrated into EU association agreements is some sort of institutional constraints on Ukrainian government. And once Ukrainian elites decided that they need that support, they will follow the Western path. So the theory, one theory says that once the country has a stronger linkage with the West, the chances for democratizing this country is growing. So as long as Ukraine will stay on that path, so the divergence from that track will be very hard to fulfill. And there is also some institutional constraints, and one of them is being in the history or legacy of being a hybrid regime. When we look at the history of Ukraine, independence history of Ukraine, we will see that most of the time Ukraine remained a hybrid regime. By hybrid, I mean just not a mixture of some authoritarian and democratic traits, but more importantly here is the dominance of informal practices over the formal legal procedures. And from that perspective, Ukraine find itself in some sort of institutional trap. And that institutional trap, what I call a hybridity, is a factor that stand in the way to democratizing Ukraine, but it's also a factor that stand in the way to backsliding into the authoritarianism. And finally, there are also some agency factors, and these agency factors is the lack of charismatic leadership and the pro-democratic public attitudes, and also the legacy of pro-democratic public defense of the state against any encroachment on us, public and civil liberties. I mean two Ukrainian revolutions, 2004 and 2014 revolutions. Even that event were not give us definite results. Still, this experience is very important for the public, for the public, for civilizing the way the people react to the authorities. So I guess this the last few moments. In two of them, the Orange and the Euromaidan revolutions, participated from 18% to 20% of adult citizens, which is between 5-7 million people. So the democratic impetus of these revolutions was largely compromised by the old practices. The society has learned how to mobilize against the authoritarian threats. So given that all three group of factors, my vision is that any attempt to impose authoritarians from above will be significantly constrained in Ukraine.
On that note, what are the prospects of democracy in Ukraine?
There are two conditions that have to be fulfilled in order to return to democratic track. First is the genuine elite renewal. Ukraine has never experienced genuine elite turnover throughout the independent history, neither in 1990s, neither in 2004, nor 2014. Technically, we have some parliament renewal and a governmental renewal, but when we look how many reformers are coming into power, we will see that they are in a minority there in parliament and as well in the government. So the first condition is a genuine elite renewal. It can be done by a revolutionary pass or evolutionary pass. But my feeling is that we already tried twice to change people through massive street protests. So my feeling is that we will now take a more incremental pass, and then we will have a reform of electoral code, so the next parliamentary elections can be conducted through open party list, and that opens the window for coming a new people into parliament. In that scenario will be fulfilled. So the chance is that Ukraine wins slowly, but it will move into the democratic path. The second condition is that those new players have to develop or adopt new rule of the games. By that I mean that they just start behaving responsibly, and they will just leave their former practices, informal deals behind. So again, this is a very sensitive issue, because the rent that is extracted by the connections, so it's a very lucrative resource, and the politicians are not just willing to leave the practices aside. So, again, the West can help, and the civil society can help, and this is probably the only way how to help Ukraine move into democratic directions. We have still a lot of support for democratic development of the country. And with support of the Western pressure, was the Western institution insisting that Ukraine should follow what she promised, in a sense of progressing in reforms, we can observe some sort of progress. So I'm positive about this scenario in the future.
Finally, what is the role of the West, or the U.S. in particular, in facilitating this process?
Right. As I just mentioned, Ukraine is dependent on the Western support, and the West has a leverage on the Ukrainian government, and that leverage should not be expressed only when we are talking about the IMF conditions or any sort. The main target should be as support for the civil society institutions, for those institutions that fight corruption, stand against corruptions, which is one of the major problems in Ukraine now. So supporting that initiatives is of crucial importance for Ukraine, for the Ukrainian democratic prospects. And on another hand, the Western government should press Ukrainian government on for not downtracking from what was offered at the very beginning. So the pressure from the top and the pressure from inside of Ukrainian society is two conditions that make me feeling kind of confident in that Ukraine could move into democratic direction.
Fascinating. Yuri, thank you so much for joining me for this Ponars podcast.
Thank you.